Welcome to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Wow. Steve, back to the slums.
Yeah, I love what you guys have done with the place.
Yeah.
I said, boy, from the glitz and glamour of Live with Kelly and Mark, and I'm looking around this gorgeous studio right now. Broken blinds to my right, what appears to be black drop cloth surrounding most of us.
Lots of beige.
Lot of beige.
Very multi-purpose room.
Nail holes in the wall. I mean, these screw anchors that have not been
covered
even
up.
Attempted to be covered up. It's good to be back.
Well, maybe you're going off to the big city, is going to maybe light a little fire under the powers that be, and now we'll have all the glitz and glamour.
That they're just right now trying to write out budget lines today for the studio redo because of yesterday.
Steve, can you go back and co-host live with Kelly and Mark for a
one
week?
More time?
Okay. A week so we can get this.
That's what we need.
Wow.
It's nice to be back.
Well, you were amazing. Yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
You were so good. Oh, and Kelly was so generous and trusting in your abilities.
Yes.
You know, and you just, there was not even one flub or issue.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah,
very professional. Maybe you could bring some of that back here.
I knew it. There was a lot that I could tell you guys about yesterday. For those who don't know, yesterday was sort of the fulfillment of a longtime dream of getting the opportunity to guest co-host on Live. And this was opposite the wonderful Kelly Ripa. My mom and I would watch the show when I was a kid, watched Regis and Kathy Lee. And so, you know, it was originally offered a guest co-host spot back in 2020 and then just had to delay it by 4 years and 4 weeks to be exact. And as one of the producers told me before the show, and I was like, oh, wow, look at that. That's the time. Let me start with the morning, and we can trickle some of this stuff throughout the show today.
Yeah.
But
love it.
On Sunday night, my brothers made the trip out with me. Lou was unable to make the trip, sadly, because she's got surgery tomorrow and didn't travel right before pre-op stuff, blah, blah, blah. So my brother Scott texted me and Scooty, and he said, he lives in Tampa, said, hey, is Lou coming? No, she can't come. Okay. He said, do you want company? Like, I don't want you to be alone on a big day, but if you want to just be alone and be in the zone, totally get that too. Short story, we turn it into a brother's trip. So both of my brothers come and my brother-in-law comes. And that was really good because then Sunday while I was in New York, the focus, we would sprinkle in conversation about it, but we were touring New York with brothers who hadn't been there in a while.
Cool.
And it was really good. But Sunday night, I started to during dinner, I started to get butterflies.
Yeah.
Just sort of coming in and then going out. And, you know, I don't get nervous often. People will often ask us, you know, like, do you get nervous? And I always say there's a fine line between nerves and adrenaline. Nerves is, can I do this? Adrenaline feels pretty close, but it's rooted in, let's do this.
Yeah.
But I felt a little nervous on Sunday night because I was like, shoot, dog, this has been a long buildup to this. So as I went to bed that night, I told my brothers that, and my daughter was texting, and I told her that, and she was really sweet. I have my 13-year-old daughter encouraging me before I go to bed.
Cute.
But, you know, I said a prayer as I went to bed, just let tomorrow's dominant theme be one of just joy and gratitude. And I kid you not, it was like I woke up. It was like I was woken by almost like a warm sense of gratitude. And I laid in bed and felt so peaceful and just sort of like prayed a long prayer of gratitude over all the people and all of the ways that things lined up so that I would have this opportunity.
You're welcome.
Donna. So I go through the list. There were some omissions. No, I go through the list and then I went over, got a little breakfast sandwich, the whole thing. And it was, and I just felt so calm and so excited, but not overly excited. And so, you know, the funny thing is, I think maybe I'm just rewriting this to make it a better story in my head. But had I gotten this opportunity originally 4 years ago, the chances of me trying harder on the show would have been higher because that had all come pretty quick. And I could have seen that of like, all right, I want to make my mark here. I want to land some jokes. I want to, you know, will this do well for social? Will I get to mention this? And instead, one of the beautiful parts, though it at times felt a little tough for like the wait, knowing that I had the opportunity and then I had to wait 4 years. I think in many ways it sort of just slowed me down and loosened my grip on it and allowed me to just feel really comfortable. So I kept telling my brothers going into it, the only way that I want to treat tomorrow, as I was telling them on Sunday, is not like, I want to tell this joke, or I think that this would be a funny line, or let's get a thing in about this. I said, none of that. I just want to, as a human being, enjoy this morning as a rare human experience. Just like, forget about the professional, can you parlay this into something else, or what do you want this to spin into? Do you hope someone call? None of that. Just let me just enjoy this gift. Because yesterday was a gift. You know, there are a lot of people who would love to be in that chair.
Absolutely. And a lot of people who are already successful in their own right. You know what I mean? In the business.
There are agents who I'm sure are working Michael Gelman all the time. Next time someone's out, can they fill in?
Right.
And so it was a gift. And I just treated it with, I approached it that way. And I think that really helped me to just feel so comfortable. Like I never felt nervous out there.
I just felt really comfortable.
I felt that comfortable.
You looked happy. You didn't try too hard. Like I said, Kelly was very gracious as far as just letting you talk.
Yes.
You know, and letting you finish your thought.
Yes.
It was really great. Your questions were thoughtful.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And shout out behind the scenes, the production staff, they put together, they do pre-interviews and they're doing research with these celebrities. And so you have a real roadmap to go by. Which is great. So yes, and the celebrities were great on the show yesterday. Anne Hathaway was great. Justin Hartley was awesome.
They were both very lovely.
Mm-hmm. But I just kept feeling like I'm just so grateful. And some people were messaging me saying, you know, yeah, but you worked hard and you hustled. And all of that is true too. But I think that life usually works out, not to get like super faithy on this, but I think that you'll often see how I view it as you often see God work as you work, right? As you don't just wait for things to fall, but, you know, putting in the work and doing the things and that things start to line up that way. So it was lovely. And I mean, like Kelly was so great. The staff of Live, they were the home field advantage I had yesterday was so cool. Although I will tell you a funny story. Maybe after the break.
Okay. I have so many questions.
I have so many answers.
Okay. Let's
finish. It'll be a weird show today. We have a lot of things sprinkled throughout the show, and we'll get to them, and some we won't.
And some we won't, because I think people are very curious. I'm curious about Kelly's process, like how things work. Do you discuss before you go on the air? All that stuff.
I have all sorts of answers for you. Okay. So we'll do a little more breakdown behind the scenes of the show yesterday at Live with Kelly and Mark. And thank you all so much for so much love that was sent to me. I just really, really appreciate it. With that, let's take a pause. We'll come back. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, guys, it's Donna for Blaze Credit Union. I'm sure you've been seeing the switchover from the signs of Highway Credit Union to Blaze, Spire Credit Union locations to Blaze. Well, that is because there was a merge between Highway and Spire, and they became Blaze. But I'll tell you this, they still offer all the same loan options they did before. They still offer free checking, and they still make giving back to the community a big priority. Blaze has more than 250,000 members. I happen to be one of them. They've got 27 locations now. They've got another one coming later this year. And the cool thing about Blaze is they're really an organization driven by Midwestern values like community integrity, hard work. They can help you at any phase of your financial journey. Here's what you should do. Go to blazecu.com. Blaze is insured by NCUA, and they are an equal housing opportunity lender.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome back. You are listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. And Steve is back from a big gig in New York City with Kelly Ripa,
who is to answer any questions that come in throughout the day. Even better off camera than on camera. I mean, she's just great.
That so makes down me earth. Happy. So, boy, is she tiny. One thing we noticed, we put the TV on in the studio when you were on Live with Kelly. And now, let me just say this.
I have a longer upper torso.
You look like a giant next to her.
Yeah.
On certain angles.
Are you body shaming me right now?
No, she's just super tiny.
Yeah.
But we were watching it in here, you know, just kind of had it up. We were doing our show, but I looked up and I went, that's what he decided to wear? Now, let me just say this. The TV was very snowy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you saw it in HD later, you thought, wow.
Yeah, it looked great. It did.
You know, I actually thought of you when I was making a choice between the shirt, because you said, partly out of fear, knowing that you would ridicule whatever my choice was, but also you said, what if you wore something like flowery and bold?
Yeah.
And I struck out so many stores I went to.
I know,
But that shirt, I was a last minute switch right before, after I got to the studio dressed in something else. And I was like, I held it up to my brothers, you know, my fashion go-to, that fashion panel.
Oh, yeah.
Of just middle-aged white dudes who are out of touch
and have
golf shirts.
Hoodies.
Yes. And I said, how about you schlubs? What do you think? But I held the shirt up and they were like, that's the one. It's brighter. It's poppier. It's 85 degrees in New York today.
It did not come across that way in this studio.
It has a bowling shirt vibe. I thought Rocco would appreciate it.
Well, and then I said to Matt, I'm like, so he went with a bowling shirt.
Yes.
But then I went home and I watched and it looked a lot more crisp and colorful and it looked nice.
Thank you. Yeah, I made a decision before I got on the plane. I'm going full short sleeve. It was short sleeve or sweater.
What was the reason behind that? Was it because of the arms?
No, it's not because of the arms.
All right, just checking.
It was more like, you know what? It's going to be hot. I don't want to get hot.
You don't want to sweat.
I don't want to sweat. I'm not a pit sweater, but I'm a head sweater, which is even worse because then you're getting shiny out there. And I thought, I want to feel cool. And I thought, not that we overly mentioned the weather yesterday, but it's 85 degrees in New York. We're talking
we're
about
happy
that.
For them.
I'm just saying. I don't know, I heard it was an absolute bleep show of weather here, but I thought, this seems apropos of the weather today.
Can I just ask a couple of questions?
Yeah. Am I on the record here?
Yes.
Okay.
So I heard the name Tony Pig, who I didn't realize passed away.
Yeah.
And Kelly had mentioned that. I grew up listening to Tony Pig on radio.
Like local radio in New York, New Jersey?
Yes. My high school years, I was, you know, it's always like, what an interesting name.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he had been working for Live for like 30 years.
The longtime voice.
Had no idea.
Of Live, dating back to the Regis and Kathy Lee days.
Wow.
So was he doing like an afternoon radio show? So
yeah,
like
he was doing, I think he was doing afternoons on one of the rock stations.
Huh.
I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, because now we're going back like, you know, 40 years.
I only knew him as the voice of Live.
I didn't even know they mentioned anybody's name who does the voice.
They didn't, but I had just, I think from my own research,
right,
just had done that
interested.
And just knew of that. Yeah.
Okay. The other thing I was going to ask is Mark's soccer team.
Campobasso.
Yes. So I have a friend, I had posted about you being on Live and she saw your video and she texted me and she's like, okay, I'm really happy for your friend, but I'm more interested in the fact that Mark owns this soccer team because her dad and her relatives, she's got relatives who live in the town of Campobasso.
Yeah.
And her dad grew up just outside of there. She's like, it's so weird to me that a celebrity owns that soccer team because it's not a big city. It's not a touristy area.
Right.
So she wants to know how that came about. And I'm like, I don't know if I can answer that.
Yeah, it was they Mark and Kelly together joined another ownership group. So they're partial owners of that team. They're not like sole owners, as I understand it. Okay. There's like an ownership group there, which a lot of sports teams will have. And they joined that a couple of years ago. But it was after this team had gone from, here's my understanding of it. If there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, one is the best, five is the worst of like the divisions of football, soccer that you can play in. They had gone up to 3. Then there was some like technicality snafu where then they got relegated all the way down to number 5. Right after they had, what's the word? When you make it forward. Think Ted Lasso. Mm. Promoted. Right after they had gotten promoted. So then they get relegated all the way down to the bottom. That's when they joined. And it is very much like a Ted Lasso story because they then became part of it. And this little town, which cared about the team, there was a picture that Mark took of being out there about a year ago at this game at the end of the year. And there were, I don't know, looked like maybe 100 fans there, something like that.
Oh, wow. This sounds like the Wrexham story,
like,
too.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And then smash cut to this year. And the stands were totally full. And I guess the town, fun. Kelly was saying, was going crazy after they won and got promoted. And so it's a really cool, really story, cool story. Yeah. No kidding.
Okay, that's interesting. I'll have to go back and tell her all of that. So what is the process? Before you go on the air, do you and Kelly discuss like, hey, I'm going to ask Ann this question. And she's like, hey, I'll, you know, let you jump in after my first question. Like, how do you... Especially with someone you've never worked with before.
I don't think we have adequate time here to give the answer that you might want. But let me say this.
Okay.
We can talk about that after the break. Is some other behind the scenes things that were happening. But maybe let me just give a quick shout out to our My Talkers. Yeah. Because I heard from so many of them yesterday. And it was such a bizarre experience because I mentioned this last week in an Instagram video when I announced that I was going to be doing this. But I said, you know, so many people have been along the journey with me in some way, shape, or form. A lot of people, followers online, came to me through Live. And then, you know, My Talkers and Twin Cities Live viewers. And so I really did. I know it sounds cheesy, but I really did feel like it wasn't me out there alone. I felt like there were people who supported me and I really felt it. And so I was like, this is like a moment for us is what it felt like. And I heard from so many people all throughout the day who were so kind, well wishes. People were saying, oh my gosh, I never knew I could be nervous to watch a TV show, but I feel like I have something on the line because I feel like you have something on the line. Oh my God.
And then you don't want to let people down, but it sounds like you shut that part of your brain off.
Yes, I just felt the love and support. And then there were people saying, multiple people who reached out and said, I can't believe I'm telling you this, but I cried when you came out. Like suddenly tears are coming down because I felt so happy for you. So it was just so sweet. I got choked up too. I got choked up after when I was talking to Lou. I was like, I just felt so blah blah. I know, cheesy. Let's get on with it.
But cheesy. Thank you guys.
It was really beautiful. All right, more hard hitting questions from Donna next when we come back.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Hi! We are back better than ever. Thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Donna, not Kelly, and that's Steve.
But I still love you, Donna.
Thank you.
Because you're like, my every day.
I'm like the, like you would say, the Timu version of Kelly.
I know. I had said that as a joke on Instagram at the end. I said, so tune in Monday when it'll be Kelly Ripa and the Timu version of Mark. And my sister was like, you got to use that joke on the air. But that's an example of, and I had thought like that, you know, it's a good joke, but that was another example of, I didn't want to come in with anything
cracking
in
jokes.
My head of like, try to drop this joke at one point, try to say this at one point, which really eased it up
right
for
choice.
Me.
Yeah.
All right. So you were asking a question, maybe reset about the prep process with Kelly.
Yes. So you and I have a process where
We do some stuff the night before. Mm-hmm. We do some stuff in the morning before we get to the office.
Yep. Move things around on each other. Notes, hey, I moved it here because of this.
Blank. Yes, yeah. Because I have something that goes with that. How does it work when, and I know, obviously, you and Elizabeth had probably your own thing, too, when you did TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does it work when you are a guest? How early do you get in? What does Kelly meet with you before with Gelman?
Okay, so let's do the full, like, the logistical behind the scenes of co-hosting Live with Kelly and Mark.
Okay.
Which happens to be quite a thrill for a geek like me who watched the show long enough, which I'll get to. They send a car to the hotel, which is lovely. And so I got to go over. The car gets there at 7:45. We go on the air at 9.
Wow.
And now I have been emailing with producers prior to this, sending pictures. Hey, we did this today in Central Park. Producers reached out to me last week, multiple, and gave me a full rundown of here's the full show rundown.
Okay.
Then I get a full rundown of here are the guests that we'll have on the show. Here are questions that you can ask based on research that we have already done on yours and Kelly's behalf, which is really great. And so, and they say, look, everything, they're like, it's a roadmap. So if the spirit leads you and you're like, all right, well, we need to go here, of course, but they want to give you a structure to work off of. So at 7:45, the car comes over, and that was a fun ride because now I'm just there with my brothers and we're like, all right, it's here. Let's do this.
So they were like, okay with letting your brothers come to the show?
Yes. Yep. And they got them seats in the front row. And now they had told me, they said at one point when producers come in to start prepping you on your segments, we will we'll have your brothers go over to the green room because they're small rooms and then they're talking shop and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, then you get there. I arrive there at about 8 a.m. and you go walk in and set your stuff down in the makeup room. And immediately I walk over to makeup and you sit down in makeup. And I know the makeup people from, you know, going there a lot. And so they were lovely and happy for me, which was really cool. And as they start to dab on makeup on me, then a producer comes in. Her name is Jan. Jan comes in and she says, okay, I've got Justin Hartley today. And here's what we're doing. And then she's got cue cards that she's shown me that I'm looking at as they're dabbing makeup on. And she's walking through all of it. And I've already seen all this stuff, but now it's just reinforcing it. I can ask a couple follow-up questions, you know, like, hey, he didn't end up getting to see his sister's show on Broadway last night, you know, stuff like that. So they go through and just mention it. And I'm filling her in on, oh, yeah, I watched that episode. So I know exactly what that is that you're talking about. I can do that. And then she's in there for all of 5 minutes. And then she walks out and it's like, great, see you out there. Have a great time. Boom. Another producer comes in and, hey, Steve, it's Joni. I have Anne Hathaway today. And were you able to watch the movie? Yes, I was able to watch the movie. Oh, great. Okay. And then we just start walking through there and, you know, chit-chatting a little bit. She was my first producer back in 2015 when I did the Polar Vortex thing that went viral. So that was nice to see her and to get to work with her again. So then she does that. So I'm in makeup and hair for all of, you know, 10 minutes and I get prepped on two segments and now it's like 8:12, 8:13. I go over, my brothers are hanging out in the little dressing room. On your desk in the dressing room, and this is what felt like surreal and I was like, this is cool. I remember watching behind the scenes of Regis and there was this thing where I watched Regis come over in a day in the morning of Regis, I should say, a morning in the life of Regis. And he comes in and he's got the New York Post is there. And then he's got like the New York Times is there.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I go back to my little dressing room there and they've got the papers out there for me. So if I see anything that catches my eye, I can leaf through it. But then all of maybe another 5 minutes go by, there's another producer who's talking with me. And then maybe by the time it gets to, oh, and then there were like two more producers who came in and said, hey, Steve, I'm going to be doing this bit at the end. There's a read about a Mother's Day contest that we're doing. I want you to see the card. Kelly's going to read this part, but I just want you to have eyeballs on it so that you know, and you'll read this top part. And then so I get a chance to just quickly, you know, and again, I've seen all this script before as they sent it to me ahead of time.
Yep.
But then you just run your eyeballs on it, what it looks like on that cue card. So you have that mental association.
So wait, no teleprompter?
They did have teleprompter. They have both, actually.
Okay.
And so I was reading sometimes from some of the stuff is on teleprompter. Some of the stuff jumps over to cue card.
Does it say in parentheses on the teleprompter, go to cue card?
No, it's funny. Like sometimes I would look up maybe at the end of like trivia. So in trivia, if somebody wins, it's congratulations, you just won this. But if they lose, It's all right. We're so sorry you didn't win, but you still have a chance. So there is longtime producer Lori Schulweiss, who Regis used to call Shelly. You'd hear her yell Shelly. And she is there and she's got a cue card. So if that person loses, she quickly shuffles, goes to the losing cue card and holds that up.
Oh my gosh.
Because in prompter,
sounds like a nightmare.
It's a little more difficult to switch. You're switching out of a script and into a script and prompter. Right. There's more of a delay. So in that case, old school serves you well. So a couple more producers come in, and then at about 8:30, I just hear, here he is, and I turn around, and it's the big man. It's Michael Gelman, the executive producer, and he comes over, and I said to him, it's funny, now we have producer David Mullen, who was my overall producer for the day, and then we have Scott, who's a producer who I got to work with years ago on a thing. He's in there, and then Gelman's in there, and my three brothers, and me, in a small dressing room. Gelman starts talking, and Gelman probably not wanting to make anybody feel uncomfortable. I said, let me jump in real quick. If at any point you need these guys
to leave,
they can. They're happy to do that. And Gelman was like, okay. And then it was almost like he was, my brother's getting behind the scenes video. And Gelman said, maybe, yeah. Why don't we have you guys go down to the green room and you can go relax? And he's like, otherwise, if you stay in here, we'll have to kill you at the end. So you don't want that. They actually then go out to the set, which is a better place to be, I think, to hang out than the green room because you're there, the energy of all of it building. And then Gelman walks through a bunch of stuff with me and he says, here's what we're going to do. We've got all this time in host chat, which is my dream, you know, Donna.
Yeah. Is there a plan for host chat?
Oh, yeah, there's a plan. Okay. There's a plan. There is a, like we do on this show, we plan in excess. There's usually stuff, like 30% of the stuff we never get to. And he said,
we're like 70.
Donna!
We weren't asking for behind the scenes of this show.
Yeah, how dare you, Donna? So he says, all right, hey, we're going to do some stuff. You know, Kelly's going to talk to you about this, about you finally hosting. And then he just gives you a map of everything. And he says, here are a couple topical things that we can talk about today. Some weather stuff. But then, like, for instance, he gives you he doesn't want to catch you off guard. So he really sets you up well for success of the weather here was beautiful yesterday and it's going to be beautiful today. That being said, if weather comes up, we want to be sure to acknowledge this string of tornadoes that happened in the Midwest.
Right, right.
And what's happened.
Yeah, good job.
Well, and that was nice great. Because beforehand, you know, I was like, I'm comfortable doing that. We do that. On this show, time to time, Twin Cities Live, we do that all the time. And so so he was coaching me through, you know, just the best practice for handling something like that. Because, yes, we had sun and in the cherry blossoms.
Yeah.
But there were deaths in the Midwest from brutal storms. And
Yeah, you don't want to be tone deaf.
Yes. So we were able to navigate that well. And then he says, all right, here's a few other stories. And then they're giving me the paper clippings. And, like, here we highlighted things for you. So they really do a great job. The producers behind the scenes. Of highlighting things. So your eyeballs, if you pick up that paper, go directly to what's
highlighted.
Need.
Yep.
And of those four things, we got to one, which was the weather. As for Kelly, Gelman talks to me, and then Gelman, it's almost like you hear a knock on the door. She's ready. And then he goes over to Kelly now, and he goes and sits in her room and says, here's what we've got. You know, Steve Patterson's on the show today and gives her, I'm sure, the full rundown of here are different things, the options you have to talk to him about. But as he told me, and I know obviously Kelly and Mark know they have this license all the time, he said, this is all a guideline, but once you guys are out there, you're in charge of the show.
Right.
And so you get cool. to choose. And the one good advice that he gave is, you know, for host chat, which our producers always give us in a world of host chat, is don't, particularly on TV, less on radio, don't belabor any one thing. You know, like the more fun things we can get to, it adds different ingredients to the meal.
Yeah.
And and looking back, I finally got to watch the host chat is all I've seen of the show yesterday.
It was great.
But it was good. We hit a bunch of different topics, but here was a cool thing. So then Kelly comes over. I hear her and I just hear her say, don't worry, Steve, I'm here. And then I turn around and she came over to my door to get me. And she joked. She said, you know, I started getting a cough.
Right.
And I thought, oh, gosh, it's all happening. She kept it so low key. So, by the way, at this point, let's do a time update. Gelman leaves my makeup room or dressing room at like 8:41. Maybe.
Okay.
Shows on in 19 minutes.
This is about the time that I would start
panicking.
Like dry heaving.
he said, now listen, it's going to be, you're going to hear like 7 minutes to show and you're going to look around and think, do they know? Does everybody know that we're going to be on the air?
Like in 30 seconds?
And he said, trust me, it'll all come together. I said, you know what, Gelman? I've been backstage enough doing live pre-shows with you guys. I have experienced that and thought genuinely like, wow, they know how to keep the adrenaline up.
Yeah.
A la the late, great Ian Punnett. You know, that adrenaline of like, all right, let's walk out in that moment. And she came over to me at probably 8:57. I don't know, 8:57, 8:56, something like that. And we chatted just in the hall for a couple minutes. And then we started our gingerly walk backstage. And then as I walk out, and my brother had texted me and said, the energy is great out here. Although, funny moment to share, the audience was so hot yesterday. They were great. And it was big audience. Anne Hathaway's there, you know, Justin Hartley's there.
Yes.
Gelman has to tell them about a minute before the show, hey, Kelly Ripa's here. Oh! Now, Mark is not here today. And Scott said, I wish I would have been recording because you hear like a, oh, which is totally deserved. But he was like, Steve Patterson's here. We got a great story about him. And so they were really, really great. But then when Kelly walks me out and we get backstage, Gelman is in the full countdown of, so they're going to come out here and it's going to be great and all that. And so I start telling her I ate fish last night, seafood. I was pretty sure I was going to die because that's how this story is supposed to end, with me dying of fish poisoning. And she was like, never eat fish on a Sunday. That's the last of the fish before the new week of fish comes in. She was like, that could have been a really bad choice. But
that's a really funny point.
She kept it so just low key, and we're just chatting with people around us. And so there's never a moment of standing silently and waiting. She is a hostess with the mostest, and that she's just like chit-chatting with you. And then she was telling me, get ready to be drunk with power. Just drink this all in. And she says that about 2 seconds before they say, here are Kelly Ripa and Steve Patterson. And then boom, you're out there. And that was the moment that I had most looked forward to, was just walking out there. And it's like, because in that moment, it all becomes official. The show is on.
There's no turning back.
You're on the set now.
Yep.
And you're there. And she, of course, was like, no, let me get your chair. Let me get your chair. I was like, no, it's got to be the other way around. But
cute. It was really good.
And then she just welcomes you, and you go from there. And then they write, you get the ping pong questions in for the celebrity interviews to more directly answer your initial question.
So she'll ask a question, you'll ask a question.
Yeah. The producer said, you just ping pong that. It's a free for all. And there's no stepping on toes there. Just, you know, let it go. So I always wanted her to lead the way.
Right.
But then there were reads that I had, which was like, Steve is going to toss to break.
Right.
And she was really sweet, because at one point she turned during a commercial break after I tossed to break, something like that. And she was like, you have done this before, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, God bless all those years of Twin Cities Live training.
Yay.
So, yeah.
It was great. There was one point where, and I know we're up against the clock here, but there was one point where you were talking about a promotion.
Yes.
And they went to the promo and cut Kelly off when she was talking. And I was like, oh, no.
Immediately throws her paper up in the air, said, okay, well, I guess I don't need to read that. There was a real timing issue at the end. So we came back in the very last block. We only had 8 seconds.
Oh.
So normally we would do a viewer inbox there. And hey, Katie's watching from West Virginia, and she says about today's show, we didn't have time for that.
It was because, just like, thank you, goodbye.
Yes, the Justin Hartley interview went, there was one last question, and then he had kind of a story to tell on it.
Yep.
And so they are giving me hand signals, starts with one wave bye-bye into a double wave bye-bye. Now both hands are waving at us.
And he's got to see it, too.
It's almost a squat. No, it was behind him.
Oh.
And so then we had to, so we lost a little time there. And she said, every day, this is what happens. We're always out of time at the end of the show. And I said, that was every day on Twin Cities Live, too. It was like, well, you have 6 seconds left. And sure enough, we had 8 seconds left. So then it was like, hey, everybody, don't forget, you can sign up here, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, thank you, Steve. Bye. So It was great.
It went by fast.
Let's take a break.
Thank you for sharing all that.
Thank you for asking. When we come back, it is See Something, Say Something. With kind of a New York take on things. A, I tried something for the very first time ever. And B, I would like to call out what is essentially a public robbery that happens in Times Square.
Oh.
A total scam. When we come back on Donna and Steve.
Hey guys, it's Donna with somewhat of a PSA, you could say. If you are ever injured in an accident, God forbid, Just remember, one of the first things that you should absolutely do is contact an experienced personal injury attorney. Someone like Mike Bryant of Bradshaw and Bryant. I learned a lot about how important it is to have someone on your side advising you over the past year or two in talking to Mike. And he told me, you know, when you get a hold of him, he'll set up a meeting. You can discuss your case. It's totally free of charge. And if he does think you have an actionable case, it still isn't going to cost you anything unless there is a settlement. Research does show that on average, unrepresented individuals receive in their pocket a third of the compensation as those who are properly represented. That is important to keep in mind. Here's what you should do. Find out more information. All you have to do is go to MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. You're listening to Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. And if you see something, you should say something.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Hi.
All right, I got a couple things that I saw, and I'm going to say one is a total scam, and I want to give this as a warning to anyone who is thinking of doing a trip to New York at some point. Particularly, I'm thinking could happen to anybody, but like I could see your kid saying, "Oh yeah, let's get in closer here." I want to tell you about that, but first, a more positive thing. I took a subway.
Nice.
For the first time.
Did you go all the way downtown?
In my life. Now, I still don't know what downtown, uptown, and midtown mean. I think midtown is like the Times Square area, right?
That's midtown.
Uptown, Upper West Side?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if people really call it uptown, but and then downtown is down by the Statue of Liberty, Wall Street.
Oh, yeah, the financial district.
Yes.
What's this?
South Street, Seaport.
First.
In any city?
What?
You know, Holly, does an airport tram count?
No.
Then yes. If you're going to be a real hard ass about this.
Have you been to England?
I have, but we never took the tube.
You didn't take the tube?
No, we walked. We would just walk everywhere. So we would put in a ton of steps. But so my brother had said, hey, I'm going to take the train. I was like, what are you, a Ninja Turtle? Who's going under into the sewers to travel? After the show yesterday, after we had sort of Ubered places and put on 20,000 steps on day one.
Oh my God.
Which made me feel better about all the crap, delicious crap we were eating. Details on the food tour at 10:15. But we took the subway and, you know, I don't know, you watch TMZ, you just see all the bad stuff that happens on subways. People getting pushed in front of the trains, fights,
stabbings.
Yeah,
people are peeing on the wall.
Yes,
yeah, they're
right.
Jumping over the turnstile thing.
And I didn't mind the peeing on the wall thing because that's my brother. And I've seen him pee and that wasn't new to me. But I got to tell you, A, it's super easy, like Apple Pay easy. So we're over there trying to get a Metro card and this machine's out of order, this machine's out of order. And then it was like, oh, you can just Apple Pay and boom.
Oh, that's nice.
And it opens $2.90, a fare to anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, you
and
could
I was
probably
like,
ride
this
it.
This is good.
Can you ride it all day?
No. That $2.90 is kind of like just like a one-way fare wherever you're
okay.
going. But compared to what Uber would have cost, it was like, oh, this is good. So we Uber then from the Upper West Side down to Times Square.
Okay.
It was so much quicker because there's no traffic.
Right.
These subways go 1,000 miles an hour. It does appear that there is a technician in the front, some sort of a conductor.
I believe so, yes.
I hope there's a robotic element to it as well that will auto-stop you. Because what if he has a heart attack and none of us know?
Great point.
Anyway, I thought it was great. I was like, this is very efficient. And yesterday was hot in NYC. It was cooler down there. Go figure. It's underground. It's cool.
Right.
So I was like, this is good. Would I do the subway if I had all four kids? No. But would I take it a couple times during the day when I'm traveling there with my wife and daughter this summer?
Yeah.
Sure.
And
yeah.
Somebody could tell you what train to take. Like, take the A train to 66th Street, get off, walk two blocks, and you're there.
Well, come to find out, later in the day, when we went and checked out Ground Zero, which we'll talk about at 11:15 this very New York edition, we took the subway the whole back and the whole way back to, it was like a block from our hotel on
now
the Upper West Side.
That's way downtown. So
okay, we went way
where
downtown.
Ground Zero is down.
Yeah, yeah. So we went there.
Not
but anyway,
way, but down.
The subway, pretty good. Pretty good. I would like to say I think I'm over Times Square.
Yeah.
I used to love it.
Yes, it's a little commercialized, you know.
Yeah, it's very commercialized.
So different than it was when I was living there.
Yeah, no peep shows anymore.
Yeah, no prostitutes. Yeah.
The good old days.
Nobody laying in the street.
Yeah, you just got to look at the right spots for that.
Is that Elmo?
Yeah. Why is his hat off?
No.
Why is he being asked to be tickled?
Oh,
Elmo! No, tickle me, Elmo.
Elmo, no.
All right. I just want to warn you about a street performer scam. And we saw this happening in Central Park and in Times Square. So I just want to help you not to get publicly robbed.
Okay.
There are these street performers, wonderful dancers, you know, these like gymnasts. So there's these group of guys who are just like doing flips and all sorts of interesting things. And everybody's like, yeah, yeah. And then at one point they're like, now for the big grand finale. And then they're like, everybody, come closer, come closer. That's step one of them robbing you. They bring you in closer. Because they're about to put on some real social pressure. So then they say, all right, guys, here we go. This is going to be great. And they find nine people and they line them up one after another in the center of the circle. And you're starting to think, is this guy going to jump over all of these people somehow, like pushing up on their shoulders? What's going to happen? And then he says, before we do this, this is how we make a living. And I respect that hustle. And he says, so let's pass the hat around. So remember, they already brought you in closer because now socially, it requires more of you to say, I don't want to pay for this. I thought this was just you doing stuff.
Right.
But I respect the hustle there. But then what they do, all right, they take the hat around, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, here we go. Here's our big, big finale. But before we do that, let's talk to our nine people in the middle. And they're like, Jim, where are you from? Jim's from Iowa. That's crazy. Jim, this is your opportunity now to tip us. And so now Jim, who thought he was just being a willing participant to be jumped over, now this is phase two. He's in the center of the circle.
But what if you don't have any cash on you?
I'll tell you what happens. Jim said, I don't have any cash. And he said, Jim says he doesn't have any cash. Well, you know what we say? No cash, yo ass. And then he just slides them down front where it's a higher likelihood that something bad could happen. It took so long. They never got to it. We have no idea what they accomplished. But I just know these people were getting pressured into. And I get the tipping business.
Yeah.
But just be aware, if you're a volunteer, you publicly have to say no while looking these people in the face or you have to pay them money.
Just say no.
Bye, Holly. Mike's next.